Yes. Review.
我们现在复习一下。
Yesterday we discussed texts 36 and began text 37.
昨天晚上我们一起来学习了第三十六十节还有三十七十节的一开始的部分。
Go full screen. Full screen. In text 36, we discussed the beginning of the topic of rasa.
那么在第三十六十节里面讲到了 rasa 的一开始，开始的阶段。
In previous verses,
那么在前面的十节当中
it was established that the goal of life is to achieve shelter at the lotus feet of Govinda.
那么就确立了人生的终极目标，就是去到达主 Govinda 的莲花足。
And to engage in his eternal loving service.
并且去从事 在永恒的爱之中去从事对他的永恒的服务。
One will not be able to understand that except through the medium of bhakti.
所以呢只有通过 bhakti 奉爱一个人才能够明白这一切。
So, service to Krishna is the goal and devotion to Krishna is the means to reach the goal.
所以呢对 Krishna 的服务这是我们的目标那么达到这个目标的方途径就是 Bhakti 奉献服务
Now text 36 goes way up there with Baba Bhakti
那么第三十六十节呢就上升到了 Baba Bhakti 狂喜之爱中的 Bhakti
We're not there yet
我们现在还没有处在这种境界当中
Very elevated stage of devotion
这是奉爱服务的这是处在非常高深的一个阶段的奉爱服务。
But in that elevated stage of devotion, one begins to understand one's true spiritual identity.
那么当一个人处在狂喜之爱当中的奉献服务的时候他就能够觉悟到认识到自己的灵性的永恒的灵性的身份。
The very unique and specific personal relationship with Krishna that's already within us,
那么实际上我们每个人都跟 Krishna 有一个非常独特而具体的一种关系。
And the various paraphernalia and residence and form and all the details about our spiritual identity.
那么关于这个灵性的身份相关的有形体随身的用具还有座驾等等。
That's beyond our imagination what that will be like.
那么这是我们难以想象的。
But that's verse 36.
这就是第三十六十节所讲述的内容。
And then verse 37 goes higher than that.
但是而三十七十节呢讲述的比这个境界更高。
It focuses on Radha and Krishna's loving relationship.
那么它是围绕着 Radha 和 Krishna 的爱的交流。爱的关系
and the role and the relationship of her expansions, the gopis.
而且呢，而且 Radharani 把自己扩展成为她的那些亲密的同游 gopi 们。
And I told you there's even more sensitive, delicate, elevated subject matters discussed in that verse.
所以呢，这个诗节它所讨论的是更为机妙而复杂的题旨。
It's a 12-page purport.
它一共，那么就要旨就有二十多页。
It's very high subject matter.
这是一个非常高深的题旨。
So if you don't understand it, that's okay.
如果大家不明白的话，也没关系。
But in service to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, I'm going to share a summary of that with you.
那么呢通过 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 还有 Srila Prabhupada 他们的这个著作我跟大家来分享一下
So let's go
我们现在继续
Let's chant together please
我们请大家一起来念诵这个诗节
Ananjanaya Sapratipadita BhisAbhiryaevanijarupatayakalabhiGolokai Vani Vasati Atyana Mahurto Govindari Kurusha
崇拜原始的主 Govinda， 他和 Radha 居于他自身的国度 Goloka， Radha 酷似他自身的灵性形象，是拥有美妙活动的狂喜能量的化身，在他形体扩展的化身 Sakhi 密友们的陪伴下，这些 Sakhi 密友们被赋予并充溢并满意着主 Govinda 永恒喜乐的灵性 Rasa。
So we spent some time discussing how this verse and the previous verse connect。
我们昨天也讨论了这个诗节和第36诗节是如何连接衔接在一起的。
Text 36 discusses Baba Bhakti。
那么36诗节讲述的是 Baba Bhakti 狂喜之爱当中的 Bhakti。
And the beginning stages of understanding one's eternal rasa or relationship with Krishna.
那么在一开始的这种阶段当中，一个在狂喜的这种阶段当中，狂喜之爱的份爱当中，一个人开始认识到了自己和 Radha Krishna 的之间的永恒的身份。
Text 37 focuses on one of those rasas.
那么第37世界呢，主要是讲着眼于其中的一种 rasa 关系。
The rasa between Radha and Krishna.
这种关系是指的 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的 rasa 关系。
We are accustomed to understanding that by the term Madhurya rasa.
我们大家都知道 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这种关系通常有一个术语就是 Madhurya rasa, 爱恋之情。
What does madhu mean?
那么 madhu 是什么意思？
Madhu means sweet.
Madhu 的意思是甜蜜。
Madhu means honey.
Madhu 的也有这个蜂蜜的意思。
Madhu can mean a bumblebee.
那么 madhu 也可以是大黄蜂。
Because what are bumblebees interested in?
这就是黄蜂。
What do they want?
那么黄蜂他们的兴趣爱好是什么？
They want honey.
他们就想要蜂蜜。采集蜂蜜。
So, Madhurya Rasa is the sweetness of conjugal love.
所以呢 ,Madhurya Rasa 就是指的爱侣之间的甜蜜的情感。
There's another term that means the same thing.
还有另外一个术语指的是同一件事。
And that's mentioned here, Shringara.
那么就在这里提到了是 Shringara。
When we sing Mangal Arti every morning.
当我们每天早上做 Mangal Arti 的时候，
One of the verses uses this very same word, Shringara.
那么其中的一个诗节就运用了这个单词 Shringara.
Shringara tan mandira marjanado. The spiritual master is very pleased.
那么灵性导师他非常的心满意足。
When he sees that the devotee is Shringara, decorating the deity with various ornaments.
那么呢，当灵性导师看到学生们，他的门生们在那里打扮神像 ，Shringara 打扮神像的时候，他非常的满足并且高兴。
And cleansing the temple.
并且还有看到他的门生们去打扫庙宇。
Mandira Marjana, cleansing the temple. Mandira Marjana.
Mandira Marjana.
Mandira Marjana.
Mandira Marjana. 打扫清洁庙宇。
Temple.
打扫清洁庙宇。
So, Shringara means the beautiful decoration of the deity.
那么 Shringara 的意思是把神像打扮得非常的美丽。
And Shringara Rasa means the all-attractive, beautiful, sweet,intimate pastime of Radha and Krishna.
那么 Shringara Rasa 的意思是主 Krishna 和 Radha 之间如此甜蜜，而且是吸引了一切的这种甜蜜的爱恋逍遥。
The queens in Dwarka, they are also in this Shringara Rasa.
在 Dwarka 的那些皇后们，她们也是处在和 Krishna 的 Shringara Rasa 甜蜜的爱恋之情当中。
And the many, many associates of Radha, they are also expansions of her.
而且 Radha, 她的许许多多的扩展都来自于她。
So they manifest also, the same Rasa.
所以呢她的这些扩展们也展示出了同一个 Rasa, Shingar Rasa.
This is a little summary of how verses 32 through 35 connect with this verse 37.
这一个部分讲述的是32到35诗节和第37诗节之间的连接。
We went in detail, now I'm just going to summarize.
那么 我在此就 不进入细节了，我现在是概述一下其中的内容。
32 through 35 express that Krishna has a body which is completely pure and spiritual.
那么第32到35诗节讲述的是 Krishna 的形体是如此的俊美，完全是灵性的。
This body is contaminated and our consciousness is contaminated.
我们的这个物质躯体是受到污染的，我们的知觉也是受到污染的。
Krishna's body is himself and not contaminated. No unwholesomeness.
但是 Krishna 的形体和 Krishna 本人他是完全没有任何污染的。
And 37 is speaking about rasa.
而第37诗节讲述的是 rasa 关系。
His rasa is also wholesome without contamination or any impurity.
而且他的 rasa, 他的这些关系的展示也是非常健康，没有任何污染的。
Things here may look like what's there.
那么在这里看到的这一切也许看似好像跟灵性世界的一样。
Remember that, the transcendental realm and the reflection of the transcendental realm?
大家还记得吗？超然的世界和超然世界的倒影。
So now we're going to go to the transcendental realm.
我们现在是去到超然的国度。
And Brahma is giving us a high magnification close-up look at the relationship of Radha and Krishna.
而且呢，主 Brahma 他让我们多多少少窥视到了 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这种关系的交流。
We're not qualified.
我们是没有这种资格的。
But he's giving it anyway.
但是呢，不管怎么样 ，Brahma 还是给我们提供了这些知识。
So listen carefully.
所以呢，大家一定要专心的听。
And if you don't understand it, it's okay.
如果不明白的话，也没关系。
Because it's purifying.
因为它是具有净化力的。
And we also discussed the connection between the first verse, which sets the standard for all of the other verses that follow it.
那么呢，我们也讲到了 Brahma Samhita 的第一个诗节，为其他的诗节树立了一个标准。
Remember, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Parakaranam. So Krishna's Vigraha or his form is full of eternality, knowledge and bliss.
所以 Krishna 的 Vigraha 形体充满了永恒知识和喜乐。
And then those previous section of verses also spoke of his vigraha, further explaining the first verse.
所以呢，他前面的一个诗节也讲述了他的 vigraha, 跟第一个诗节讲述的内容是一样的。
And now the same language is being used here.
而这同一个相似的语言又用在了这个诗节当中。
Which is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa.
这里用到了 Ananda Chinmaya Rasa
32 is Ananda Chinmaya Sat Vigraha this is same thing describing his Rasa
那么第32诗节呢用的语言是 Ananda Chinmaya Sat 那么实际上他们指的内容是一样的
I hope you get the message
我希望大家能够抓住这个要点
His body is completely purified
他的身体是完全纯净的。
His abode is completely pure and transcendental.
他的居所完全的纯净，而且是超然的。
And so also his pastimes.
同样的，他的逍遥时光也是如此。
Including and specifically his pastimes with Radha and the gopis.
尤其是他讲述了 Radha Krishna 和那些牧牛姑娘们之间的爱的交流。
Okay, you're with me.
大家跟上了吧。
Now we're going to go to this, machinery of, or science of rasa.
然后我们现在来进入 Rasa 的科学当中。
You remember this term from yesterday, Stayi Bhava.
大家还记得这个术语 Stayi Bhava?
It's translated as permanent ecstasy.
那么它翻译成中文的意思是永久的狂喜。
That's us in our purified state.
这是当我们处在纯粹的状态当中所展示出来的。
Anybody here experiencing Stayi Bhava?
大家在座的有没有人体验到 Stayi Bhava 这种永久的狂喜的境界没有？
Not yet, huh?
还没有。
Okay. Well, keep chanting.
我们要继续念诵。
And keep hearing about Krishna.
要不断的继续的去聆听关于 Krishna 的讯息。
And continue to carefully avoid offenses.
并且要继续非常小心翼翼的不要做出冒犯。
And like Nrisimha Maharaj was describing the other morning, follow very carefully the regulations of bhakti.
那么就像是 Nrisimha Swami 在一天课堂当中说到了，我们要非常小心翼翼的去遵守我们的规范守则。
And gradually as the heart becomes pure,
这样呢，我们的内心逐渐的得到净化。
That stage will come.
那么如此你才有可能到达这样的永久的狂喜的境界当中。
And that's who we are.
这就是我们 要处在的一种境界当中。
But rasa includes mixing of other things with that permanent ecstasy.
但是 rasa 指的是跟这种永久的狂喜还有其他的这种关系的展示。
And one of those things is vibhava.
那么其中的一种展示就是 vibhava.
How many have been to Vrindavan?
有多少人去过 Vrindavan? 举手。
And you go to Mangal Arati in Vrindavan.
那么当你在 Vrindavan 的庙宇里参加早上的 Mangal Arati 的时候。
Standing before Radha, Shama, Sundar and Krishna Balaram, we sing vibhava rishesha avoka probesha.Nidra Shadivuta Jiva Bolo Hari Hari Mokunda Morari Rama Krishna Hayagriva. So there's that word Vibhava.
那么呢当我们站在须须高尼泰面前 Krishna Balarama 和 Radha Shama Sundar 神像面前的时候我们就会去唱这首歌曲以 Vibhava 开始的这个单词开首的一首歌曲。
What does vibhava mean?
那么 vibhava 是什么意思呢?
It means that which stimulates ecstasy.
那么 vibhava 的意思是一种能刺激狂喜的那样的一个因素。
There's this steady ecstasy.
那么有这种狂喜。
And then there's something that stimulates that steady ecstasy.
然后呢还有一种刺激狂喜的这种刺激物。
That's what vibhava is.
这就是这种刺激物就是 vibhava
It's the cause or basis for relishing transcendental mellow.
Vibhava 就是让人津津品味超然甘露的原因或基础。
Take a deep breath.
大家深深的呼吸。
Vibhava has two divisions.
Vibhava 分两个部分。
One is called Alambana and the other is called Udipana.
一个部分叫 Alambana, 还有一个部分叫 Udipana.
And Alambana has two divisions.
Alambana 又分两个部分。
Radha and Krishna.
分成是 Radha 和 Krishna.
The abode of love, the place which holds the love for the object of love.
那么呢一个就是一个是爱一个是拥有爱的这样的一个主体。那么另外一个呢还是就是爱的对象。
And the object of love.
一个另外一个就是爱的对象。
Generally, we refer to this ashraya to Radharani.
那么通常情况下当我们一说到 ashraya, 指的就是 Radharani.
She's the abode of love for Krishna.
她是对 Krishna 的爱的居所。
And the object who she loves is Krishna.
而 Radharani 所爱的对象就是 Krishna.
The abode of love and the object of love. That's the two parts.
所以呢一个就是爱的居所另一个是爱的对象。
And then there's this udipana, or that which stimulates love, or by which love appears.
那么另外一个部分就是 udipana， 那就凭借这个一个人就会表现出爱。
We covered this last night.
我们昨天已经讲到了这一点。
So you're all very learned devotees now.
所以呢，大家都是非常博学的奉献者了。
This is just review.
我们现在只是回顾了一下。
And then there's language of Bhakti Siddhanta, which we're not going to read.
然后这就是 Bhakti Siddhanta 对此做出的陈述。
Go ahead.
Rasa 甘露属性的。
Don't read it. Don't read it. So.Here's Krishna playing on his flute.
那么我们在这个图片上看到 Krishna 正在吹笛子。
The flute is one example of udipana, or that which stimulates the love of Radha for Krishna.
那么呢，这个笛子呢，就是代表着 udipana， 是刺激 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的爱。
That sound is entering Radha's ear.
那么我们在这里可以看到这个笛声传到了 Radharani 的耳朵。
And something is happening in her heart.
然后就在 Radharani 听到这个笛声的时候，她的内心开始 有了各种思绪。
Her eternal love for Krishna is being stimulated by the sound of Krishna's flute.
通过 Krishna 的笛声，这个笛声呢一下子激发了她内心对 Krishna 的超然之爱。
You get the picture.
大家看到了这张图片。
So now we're going to go further.
我们现在深入的讲述一下。
In the Sanskrit of the verse, there's this phrase, Nija Rupatakaya.
那么在梵文词当中有一个专业术语叫 Nija Rupatakaya。
Rupatakaya, Bhakti Siddhanta's translation of that.
那么 Bhakti Siddhanta 是这样翻译的
，is with the attributes manifested from the ecstatic energy.
那么呢，从狂喜能量中展示而出的许多特性特征。
I'll just say the Sanskrit again, so you know where it fits.
那我马上在这里讲一下，读一下梵。
Just listen. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratipavita Bhista Birya Eva Nija Rupataya Kalabihi. So what is that Nija Rupataya?
那么 Nija Rupataya 是什么意思呢?
It's the Gopi associates of Radha.
那是Gopi.Radharani 的同游勾屁们牧牛姑娘们
and Radharani herself
还有 Radharani 本人
who manifest 64 fine arts and crafts
那他们展示出了64种 艺术技能
in the purport of Bhaktisiddhanta there's 2 plus pages listing those 64
那么呢就是在 Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 做的这个要旨当中呢又花了两页纸来列举了这64项
They are part of the Ladini Shakti
他们全是 Ladini Shakti 的部分
Add up those 64 and you get Ladini Shakti in fullness
然后
You get the totality of Ladini Shakti That's Radharani These 64 arts are what Radharani does.
那么所有的这64项活动总合在一起就是 Ladini, Krishna 的喜乐能量 Radharani 所从事的活动。
Here's a question.
那么有一个问题有人会这样问。
What pleases Krishna?
是什么取悦了 Krishna?
Radharani just sits there.
那么 Radharani 他就坐在那。
And she emanates ecstatic energy.
然后呢他就是扩展出了在那扩展他的能量
And Krishna feels happiness
然后 Krishna 就感受到了这种喜乐
Or here's another option Radharani does these 64 things.
那么 Radharani 从事的64种活动。
And when she does these 64 things,
当她做到64种的时候 ,64 项的时候
or any one of them or combination of them,
或者是那么有一个人呢对她进跟她竞争。
It stimulates Krishna's love for Radha.
那么呢这个呢就能够刺激 就能够激发Krishna 对 Radha 的爱。
That's what happens, the second one.
那么这就是第二个情况下发生的事。
Here's one in that list.
那么在这个表当中这样列举。
This is one of the 64.
这是其中64项当中的其中的一项。
And what it means is that Radha is very expert at cooking.
那么这就意味着 Radha 非常擅长烹饪。
You ever heard that before?
大家听说过吧？以前。
Radha is very expert at cooking.
Radha 是烹饪高手。
And there's this wonderful Leela that Krishna performs and Radha performs.
那么呢，有一个非常美妙的逍遥时光是 Radha 和 Krishna 上演的。
How she got the ability to cook so nicely.
那么这个逍遥时光讲述的是 Radharani 是如此获得这样的烹饪的技艺的。
And I'm going to tell you the story.
啊，我现在给大家讲这个故事。
Maybe you heard that Durvasa Muni gave her a benediction.
可能大家听说过 Durvasa Muni 给予了 Radharani 这样的一个祝福。
That her cooking would be excellent.
她祝福她她的这个烹饪技。
And anyone who ate her cooking,
那么一无论是有谁一吃到 Radharani 做的食物
they would never get sick,
他永远不会生病
and they would live a long life,
而且他会长寿
So here's the pastime.
那么现在我讲一下这段逍遥时光
Everybody likes pastimes.
每个人都喜欢听逍遥时光
Philosophy is something else, but everybody likes pastimes.
那么哲学是另外一回事儿，这逍遥时光大家是很喜欢的。
One time when Radharani was just a very young girl.
那个时候呢是 Radharani 非常小的时候。
Very young.
非常小，是个小女孩。
She was with her friends in one of the forests in Vrindavan.
那么她和她的小伙伴们那会儿一起在 Vrindavan 的森林里玩耍。
And Durvasa Muni just happened to pass by.
然后那个时候 Durvasa Muni 刚好从他们玩耍的地方经过。
And he approached these little girls.
然后他就去到了 Radharani 这个小女孩那面前。
And he said, I'm really hungry.
他对 Radharani 说我非常饥肠辘辘太饿了。
I'm so hungry. I've got to eat right now.
我太饿了我现在就想吃东西。
And the little girls, they said, okay, but we're not at home right now. We'll just go quickly to our home. We'll cook something. We'll bring it back. We'll be right back.
然后呢这个小女孩说我们现在没有在家所以我现在赶紧回家给你做一些吃的然后拿过来。
And Durvasa Muni said, no, you don't understand.
然后 Durvasa Muni 说你还不明白呀。
I'm really hungry.
我真的是太饿了。
And I want to eat right now.
我现在就想吃东西。
As in now.
现在。
So Radharani very quickly gathered some dust from Vrindavan.
然后 Radharani 呢立刻就取来就从 Vrindavan 的泥土地上取来一些泥土。
She mixed it with a little water.
然后呢就把这些土和水攒在一块。
In a matter of a few seconds, she made some biscuits.
然后呢她就在顷刻之间就把它做成了一个小饼干的样子。
In a matter of seconds.
就在一秒钟之间。
And she offered them to Durvasa Muni.
并且就把这个小饼干就给了 Durvasa Muni.
Durvasa Muni said, what? You expect me to eat those things?
然后 Durvasa Muni 看了一下说你让我吃这个呀。
And Radharani's friends, the gopis said, no, no, you don't understand. Radha is so expert. Whatever she cooks, it tastes wonderful. Try one.
后来 Radharani 的那些小伙伴们说你不知道。他做的东西吧只要你吃了你就知道它的味道是多么甘美你就尝一个吧。
Durvasa Muni was in disbelief.
然后 Durvasa Muni 有一点不太相信。
But he somehow forced himself to take a bite.
但是 Durvasa Muni 还是 强迫自己迫使自己尝
那个。And it was just wonderfully delicious.
但是他一吃，哎呀，太好吃了。
So he ate the whole thing.
所以他把所有的全吃。
And he ate all the biscuits.
他把所有的饼干全都吃了。
And at that time, he gave Radharani the benediction.
就在他吃完之后，他立刻给 Radharani 一个祝福。
Whatever you, three things. Whatever you cook,
他说了
you'll never taste the same.
然后他说到了三点，无论你做了什么食物，都不会是同样的一个味道。
Ladies that cook, wouldn't you like that benediction?
啊，在座的女士们，你们想不想得到这个祝福啊？
It'll always be delicious, and each preparation will always be tasting different than anything you previously did.
啊，他就后来就说到了，你所只要你做的东西都是美食美味，而且每一样食物跟其他的味道都不一样。
And whoever eats your cooking will never get sick.
然后只在只谁吃了你做的食物，他就永远不会生病。
And whoever eats your cooking will live a long life.
谁吃了你做的食物，他就会长寿。
And Durvasa Muni left.
然后 Durvasa Muni 说完了以后就走了。
Satisfied with Radharani's biscuits.
然后Durvasa Muni 对 Radharani 所做出的这个小饼干心满意足。
And the gopis were really happy.
那些 gopi 们非常非常兴高采烈。
And Mother Yashoda, the queen of the king of Vrindavan.
那么亚修达，她是文达文的国王的皇后。
She heard about this benediction.
她听说了 Radharani 得到了这个祝福。
So she approached Radharani's mother.
所以呢，她就去到了 Radharani 的母亲面前。
Kirtida.
Kirtida.
They were close friends.
他们俩是非常亲密的朋友。
And she said, "Did you hear Durvasa Muni gave this wonderful benediction?"
然后亚修达就说。你听说了吗？原来让你从多瑟穆尼那里得到了一个很好的祝福。
Can Radha come every day and cook for Krishna?
Radha 能不能够每天到我们家来给 Krishna 做饭呢？
Kirtida said, "Sure, she can come every morning."
Kirtida 说，当然了，每天早上她都可以去。
That would be very nice.
这非常好。
So from the time she was a little girl.She was cooking every day for Krishna.
所以呢，就是 Radharani 还是一个小女孩的时候，从那个时候开始起，她就开始为 Krishna 做饭了。
Now this is a pastime.
这就是这段逍遥时光。
Krishna, Radharani doesn't need Durvasa Muni's benediction.
实际上 ，Radharani 她并不需要 Durvasa Muni 的祝福。
But it's a lila.
但是这就是逍遥时光。
It's one of the 64 things that are Radharani's expertises.
那么呢，在这就是 Radharani 所擅长的64项技艺。
And when Krishna tastes Radha's cooking,
当 Krishna 精精品味着 Radha 做出的食物的 做的食物的时候，
his ecstatic love for Radha is stimulated.
那么呢，他对 Radha 的狂喜之爱就被刺，就受到刺激，受到激励。
And same for all of these 64.
而且同样的，这六十四项活动，在这六十四项活动当中，同样的事情都会发生。
Because she's his internal potency.
因为 Radharani 是 Krishna 的内在能量。
Krishna has the same 64 expertises.
那么 Krishna 同样的也有六十四项专长。
Read the list.
大家读一下这个单子。
And then go to the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam.
大家再阅读一下圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇。
And when Krishna enrolled in the school of Sandipani Muni.
当 Krishna 去到 Sandipani Muni 的临时学校读书的时候。
He learned the same 64 arts and crafts.
他在那里学到了64项技艺。
And that's a pastime, because Krishna doesn't have to go to school.
那么这就是 Krishna 的上演的逍遥时光。实际上 Krishna 不需要上学。
But he was giving Sandipani Muni some service.
但是呢 ,Krishna 通过这个逍遥时光给予 Sandipani 服务他的机会。
Because he had that particular kind of love for Krishna.
因为 Sandipani Muni 对 Krishna 有这种特定的爱。
So Krishna allowed him to have that service.
所以呢 ,Krishna 允许他以这种方式去服务 Krishna.
So Krishna can cook too.
那么 Krishna 也会做食物做饭。
And he can do all the other 63 things too.
而且 Krishna 也会 也具有其他63项的技能。
And when he does those things,
当 Krishna 这么去做的时候
it stimulates Radha's love for him.
当 Krishna 从事这64项技艺的时候，这些活动同样的能够激发刺激 Radha 对 Krishna 的爱。
And that's called Rasa.
这就被称为 Rasa。
So, here read what Bhaktisiddhanta says.
那么在这里 Bhaktisiddhanta 这样写道，所有这些以其自身永恒形象展示的艺术，作为 Rasa 的各种要素，永存于 Goloka 国度，并且在物质世界的 Gokula， 他们通过灵性能量 Chit 已经无限的展示在 Braja 的效。Braja Vrindavan 的逍遥时光中。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
All these 64 are present in Goloka.
那所有这64项都有存在于 Goloka.
And when Krishna appears in this region in Gokula.
那么当 Krishna 显现在这个地区 Gokula 的时候，
All of them are also manifest.
所有这64项艺术都存在。
And they are all part of Krishna's chit or spiritual potency.
而且这些艺术全都是 Krishna 的灵性能量 chit 能量。
Are you ready for the next elevated subject?
大家准备好聆听下一段更为高深的境界没有？
We've all seen this wonderful painting before.
我们都看过，我们都以前都看过这张非常美丽的图片。
Here's what Bhaktisiddhanta says.
这是上面是 Bhaktisiddhanta 写的。
Read in Chinese.
Gopi men 是 Ashraya 摩本。
They, the gopis, are also abodes of the same love for Krishna as Radha has for Krishna.
那么那些 gopi 们，他们同样的具有 Radha Rani 对 Krishna 的同样的爱。
They are Radha's expansions.
因为这些 Gopi 们全是 Radha Rani 的扩展。
So as Radha Rani has 64 excellences,
就像是 Radha Rani 拥有64项专长技艺。
Each of the Gopis have some of those 64.
那么呢，每一位牧牛姑娘们都具有其中的某些特长技艺。
So you see this Gopi with the tambura here.
我们大家看到图片里有一个 Gopi， 他手里拿着 tambur。
And we see a Gopi with a garland of flowers.
然后我们看见其中的一个牧牛姑娘手里拿着花环。
And we see a Gopi with some plate of food, a prasadam that's been offered to Krishna.
那么我们还可以看到其中的有两个牧牛姑娘手里拿着盘子装着食物准备供奉给 Krishna.
And there's another gopi that's offering scented oils and sandalwood and camphor.
那么我们可以看到还有另外一个牧牛姑娘手里拿着盘子，盘子里装的是香精油还有檀香等等。
So listen very carefully.
所以大家仔细听好。
Because at the end, I'm going to ask you a quiz question.
因为在课程就是在讲课结束的时候，我要问大家一些小小的测试题。
We're going to look at this picture again.
然后我们再看一下这张照片。
And I'm going to ask you who's who in the picture.
然后我会问大家，照片里的这些牧牛姑娘们，她们每个人分别是谁？
Are you ready?
大家准备好了没有？
Listen carefully.
大家听好了。
And you may have to write things down because your memory may not be so good.
可能大家要做一下笔记，因为记忆力可能不是那么好哦。
So there's Tungavidya.
这是 Tungavidya.
According to our acharyas.
那么根据我们的 acharya 的陈述，
Tungavidya has 18 of the 64 arts.
那么 Tungavidya 非常擅长64项技艺当中的18种。
And there are two main categories.
而且这是它的主要的特征。
Everything that has to do with art.
那么它所擅长的这些技艺，
dance and drama and music, that's Tungavidya's.
那么 Tungavidya 非常擅长能歌善舞，它非常精通戏剧表演，还有所有跟这样的艺术相关的。
So for sure you're going to be able to answer this one, because Tongavidya is playing the tambour right in the front.
所以呢，我们大家可以看到了，那么 Tongavidya 他手里拿着 tambour 琴，那就是 Tongavidya。
Now here's Indulekha.
那么现在讲的是 Indulekha。
And in this painting, she's holding some ornaments and gold and jewelry.
那么这个图片当中，她手里拿着是一些珠宝，那么这个黄金做的盒子里面放着一些珠宝。
So she's known for being expert in two areas.
那么呢，她非常擅长两个方面，两种科学。
Everything to do with the occult.
那么就是每一项跟这个神秘的科学相关。
She knows palmistry.
她就是特别擅长看手相。
She knows astrology.
她是她知道一些占星。
She knows different mantras that can do different things. She's really expert at it.
她知道每一个曼陀罗都能够达到某一项目标。
But she's also expert at anything to do with flowers.
但是她同时还特别擅长跟鲜花相关的活动。
Flower garlands, flower beds, flower helmets or crowns, flower earrings.
她非常擅长穿花环、花卉装饰、布置。花床，他也会把鲜花做成耳环等等。
That's Indulekha.
这就是 Indulekha.
And then there's Ranga Devi.
接下来这边图片是 Ranga Devi.
You see here she's offering some incense.
我们大家可以看到她正在供奉香。
She has two areas.
那么她有两个方面很擅长。
She's expert in controlling animals.
她非常擅长控制动物。
And she's expert in everything to do with perfumes and cosmetics.
而且她非常擅长制作这种香水啊，还有这个化妆品等等。
She's a cosmetics expert.
那么她是一个化妆师。
And the fourth gopi we're going to speak about is Champakalata.
我们现在要描述的第四位 gopi 是 Champakalata.
Let's read what it says about her.
那么我们来看一看她擅长什么呢？她擅长采集森林当中的水果、鲜花和根茎，在所有被任命为 Vrindavan 树木、爬藤和丛林的保护女神之中， Champakalata Devi 是最首要的。他是烹饪大师，精通讲解美食烹饪的六种口味的所有文献。他还擅长制作各种糖果，所以有 Mr. Hasta 的美名，叫做甜蜜神手。
She has a second name besides Champakalata.
那么呢 ，Champakalata 还有另外一个名儿
，Mr.Hasta, sweet hands.
Mr. Hasta 就是甜蜜神手。
She's expert at making sweets.
她非常擅长制作甜点。
So expert, they've given her a second name.
所以这就是因为她有这个特长，所以她有了这个美名，第二个美名。
Mr. Hasta, sweet hands.
Mr. Hasta 是甜蜜神手。
Here's another. Oh, you read that bottom line?
Oh, not yet.
Go ahead.
他仅用两只手的技能就能做出琳琅满目的陶制品。
She's good at making things from clay also.
他非常擅长制作陶制品。
Here's another painting of Champakalata.
这是 Champakalata 的另外一张照片。
She's decorating Radharani's feet.
他正在装饰 Radharani 的莲花足。
Something happened.Oh, we're missing the painting.
Me?
What happened? Well, let's go back to this one. Go back. There's supposed to be this painting again. So let's see if you can identify who's who. Who's this?
然后我们来看一看大家能认出其中的哪些。
Tongavidya.
Tongavidya 是哪一位？
Who's this? Indulekha. And who's this one?
Ranga.
Ranga Devi, she's carrying flowers, excuse me, scented items, and here's one with a plate of food.
那么呢，她就是正在她非常擅长烹饪，她手里正拿着一些食物要供奉。
Champakalata.
Champakalata.
Mr. Hasta.
Mr. Hasta. Hasta.
So, let's just summarize.
我现在来概述一下。
Rasa means there's an exchange of love stimulated by something that Krishna does or something that the gopis do, and it stimulates ecstatic love.
那么 Rasa 就意味着 Krishna 他上演的逍遥时光，还有那些牧牛姑娘们他们上演的逍遥时光，他们彼此的这些活动都激励或刺激的彼此之间的爱的交流。
And the Nija Rupatahya, these are the 64 things that the gopis do that stimulate love for Krishna.
那么呢还有 Nija Rupatahya.
Nija Rupatahya.
Nija Rupatahya. 那么这是指的是64项技艺牧牛姑娘们和 Krishna 所从事的64项技艺刺激和激励了他们之间的爱的交流。
Now this message is also very important.
那么这个在这里面所说到的讯息也是非常的重要的。
Please read.
虽然至尊主和他的能量无二无别，他们仍作为个别实体 Radha 和 Krishna 而永恒长存，在狂喜能量和超然的主 Krishna 身上都存在着其属性不可思议的 Sringara Rasa 爱恋之情。
What is this saying?
这讲的是什么呢？
These two forms, Radha Krishna,
Radha Krishna 这两个形体，
they're one entity.
他们是一个实体。
Just like the sun and the sunshine is one entity.
那么就像是太阳和阳光是同一个实体整体。
But these two are manifested eternally as two forms, although it's one entity.
尽管他们两个人是同一个实体，但是他们永恒地展示成两个个别的实体。
You'll find this message in Chaitanya Charitamrita also.
那么我们在 Chaitanya Charitamrita, 主 Krishna, 主 Chaitanya 经，永恒的主 Chaitanya 经里面也读到了同样的讯息。
A very famous verse, one of the essential verses written by Swarup Damodar.
那么呢，这是一个非常著名的一个诗节，是由 Swarupa Damodar 撰著的。
So now let's go to the second.
我们现在进入第二部分。
Within each of them, there exists Sringara Rasa or amorous love.
那么这里面说到了，在他们两个人身上都展示出来了 Sringara Rasa 爱恋之情。
Actually, Krishna is all Rasa.
实际上 ，Krishna 他是所有的 Rasa。
But part of that entirety of Rasa is Sringara Rasa.
那么呢，在所有这些 Rasa 当中，其中有 Sringara Rasa。
The amorous love for Radha is within Krishna.
那么 Radha 对 Radha 的这种爱恋之情存在于 Krishna 身上。
And the amorous love for Radha is within, excuse me, the amorous love for Krishna is within Radha.
而在 Radha 的心中怀有着对 Krishna 的爱恋之情。
And then they do things that stimulate that amorous love.
那么他们的互相的内心的这种爱恋之情刺激激发着彼此之间的爱恋。
They do these 64 things.
所以呢，他们通过从事那64项技艺。
And that stimulates love in their spiritual counterpart.
互相的激励，互相的刺激彼此之间的爱恋之情。
And that's called Leela.
这就被称为 Leela, 逍遥时光。
Very nice.
非常美妙。
Now we're going to go further.
我们现在在进一步的探寻。
And this is from Bhaktisiddhanta's purport.
这是 Bhaktisiddhanta 写的要旨当中的。
He establishes some very fundamental statements.
那么呢，他就是树立了一个非常基础的一个标准。
There's no difference between Goloka and Gokula.
他说到了 Goloka 和 Gokula 是没有分别的。
This is from the earlier verses 3 through 5 of Brahma Samhita.
那么呢，这是在 Brahma Samhita 婆罗诃摩颂的第三到第五诗节里面就讲到了。
Goloka refers to the spiritual world where Krishna eternally resides.
那么 Goloka 呢指的是 Krishna 永恒居住的住所。
And Gokula refers to when Krishna performs his pastimes visibly in this world.
那么呢 Gokula 是指的当 Krishna 亲自降临到这个地球上的地方展示他逍遥时光的地方就叫 Gokula。
And his statement, because it's Brahma's statement, they're non-different.
那么这是 Brahma,Brahma 他做出了这样的陈述，在此的 Bhaktisiddhanta 也做出了这种陈述。二者 Goloka 和 Gokula 是没有分别的。
The next point follows the first point.
而第二点呢，是紧随第一点之后的。
There's pastimes in these two realms, and the pastimes are non-different.
而且在这两个领域当中所上演的逍遥时光也是没有分别的。
Now, earlier in Brahma Samhita, in those verses 3 through 5,
在 Brahma Samhita, 婆罗诃摩赞的第三到第五诗节当中
there was a long description about some differences that exist here that are not found there.
那么呢就是用了很大的篇幅描述了这里的 you mean, Gokula?
There and here.
那么就是这里的狗哭了和灵性世界的狗罗卡多多少少有一点点不同的地方。
Here's one example.
那么就举了一个例子。
In Goloka, there's no demons.
那么例如在狗罗卡是没有恶魔存在的。
No demons.
在狗罗卡没有恶魔。
In Gokula, there's demons.
但在狗哭了有恶魔。
Here's another example.
还有另外一个例子。
In Goloka, there's no pastime of birth.
那么在 Goloka, 没有出生的逍遥时光。
In Gokula, there's a pastime of birth.
但是在 Gokula, 有诞生的逍遥时光。
Here's another one.
还有另外一个例子。
In Goloka, there's no husbands of the gopis.
那么呢在 Goloka, 那些姑娘们那些牧牛姑娘们她们没有丈夫。
And for pastimes in this world,At least it appears that there's husbands of some of the gopis.
那么为了在这个地球上的狗哭了上演逍遥时光所以呢那些牧牛姑娘们这个狗哭了的生活在这个狗哭了的那些牧牛姑娘们看上去有丈夫。
And some scholars have issues with Krishna's activities with the gopis.
而且呢那些学者们有一些学者们他们后来也成为了 Krishna 的那些牧牛姑娘们。
And moralists, they have issues with Krishna's pastimes with the gopis.
而且呢他们就是和 Krishna 和那些牧牛姑娘们的这种逍遥时光参与了这些逍遥时光。
Mahatma Gandhi is one of them.
Mahatma Gandhi.哦、他也讲述了这些逍遥时光 Mahatma Gandhi 也讲述过这些逍遥时光
It's either yesterday or today is the anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi's birthday
那么呢可能是今天或者是昨天是圣雄甘地的100年诞辰日
And Mahatma Gandhi is honored as a lover of Bhagavad Gita
而且嘛圣雄甘地他非常喜欢阅读博迦梵歌
In Mahatma Gandhi's commentary on Bhagavad Gita,
那么在圣雄甘地对博迦梵歌做出的评注当中，他这样说道
He writes, "As far as I'm concerned, there's two Krishnas."
那么呢，他说到了，在我看来有两。
There's Krishna who spoke Bhagavad Gita on the Kurukshetra battlefield.
She didn't finish.
那么据我所知，有两个 Krishna.、
Yeah.
一个就是 Krishna 在库鲁战场上讲述了博迦梵歌的那个 Krishna.
No.
Yeah.
And there's a second Krishna.
啊，还有第二个 Krishna.
And he's this bad person in Vrindavan.
那么他是 Vrindavan 的那个坏小子。
Who associated with other men's wives?
他和那些男人的妻子们有染。
And I don't like that Krishna.
我不喜欢那个 Krishna.
And if it's One Krishna instead of two Krishnas, I give up my Hinduism.
Ruba, yo ega Krishna. Bushalanga Krishna, wo fangchi wo de
印度教。
好，谢谢马哈拉吉。那么如果有两个 Krishna 而不是一个 Krishna， 我就放弃我的印度教。
如果有一个 Krishna，
如果有一个 Krishna 而不是
两个
Krishna， 我就放弃我的印度教。
Bhakti Siddhanta is teaching there is no difference in those two pastimes.
那么 Bhakti Siddhanta 他在这里给出的教导是这些消耗时光是没有分别的。
Although there's no marriages in Goloka and it appears that there's marriages here, there's no difference in the pastimes. And he's going to explain.
In Goloka.
There's no marriages in Goloka.
那么在格罗卡没有这种婚姻，没有结婚，没有婚姻。
And it appears that there's marriages here.
但是呢，在这里格罗格库拉看上去有婚姻。
And he establishes in this long purport, actually the pastimes are the same.
啊，然后巴皮斯丹塔在他的长篇幅的要旨当中写到了，实际上这两个消时光之间是没有分别的。
I hope you chanted good japa this morning.
我希望大家今天早上的练诵不错。
Because this is a very subtle subject.
因为这是一个非常精妙的一个主题。
And if you didn't chant good japa this morning, it's going to go right past you.
要是如果今天早上的练诵不好的话，那就会不理解。
He says.That seeing difference between the two pastimes is only a matter of realization.
那么 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 说到了，如果看到这两种逍遥时光当之间有不同之处的话，只是因为我们的觉悟，只是因为认识觉悟有限。
People with higher realization,
那些具有高度的觉悟的人。
They see no difference.
他们看到这两种消耗时光是没有分别的。
Mahatma Gandhi sees a difference.
那么圣雄甘地他看到这两种消耗时光有不同之处。
And other worldly people also see a difference.
而且其他的一些世俗的人也认为有不同之处。
So I'm not going to read this section of the purport, but I'll just explain it.
那么我现在呢就不阅读这个要旨里面写的内容，我现在概述一下其中的内容。
Here's how it begins.
那么这就这个要旨里面一开始这样写的。因此对 Goloka 的觉悟与资格成正比。
What is each person's eligibility of understanding Krishna has to do with the quality of their devotion.
啊，那么就是一个奉献者对此的觉悟的所要具有的资格，跟他的奉爱服务的质量是成正比的。
Those whose devotion is completely pure，
那些奉爱是完全纯粹纯净的。
They will understand that Krishna's pastimes are completely pure。
他们就会。认识到 Krishna 的逍遥时光是完全纯净的。
And those whose devotion is not completely pure.
而那些奉爱不是如此完全纯净的人，奉献者。
They'll evaluate Krishna's pastimes according to their own impurity.
那么他们会根据自己的纯净度去理解 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Now he's going to explain that further.
那么我现在在做进一步的阐释。
There's this, he refers to a term by Jiva Goswami called Vibhrama Vilas.
那么 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 在这里引用了 Jiva Goswami 所用的一个术语 Vibhrama Vilas.
Some of you have read Prabhupada's books.
那么在座的有一些阅读了Srila Prabhupada撰写的书籍。
And you know that Prabhupada describes conditioned souls have four defects.
那么大家都知道Srila Prabhupada说到了受条件限制的灵魂有四个缺陷。
Their senses are imperfect.
他们的感官是不完美的。
They're subject to illusion.
他们很容易被迷惑。
They make mistakes.
他们犯错误。
And still they have the tendency to say what's what. They have a tendency to cheat.
而且呢他们还有这种骗欺骗的倾向。
So the one that has to do with mistakes.
那么呢其中有一个是容易犯错。
Have you ever made a mistake in your life?
那么大家在你们的生活当中曾经犯过错吗
Yes. Many mistakes.
是的犯过很多错。
That's one of the defects of conditioned soul.
这是受制约灵魂的其中的一个缺陷。
That's called B-H-R-A-M-A or Brahma.
这被称为 Brahma.
Please don't confuse that with Lord Brahma. It's spelled differently.
那么呢不要把这个词和 Brahma 这个词混为一谈了。这是完全不一样的两个词。
Mistake in Sanskrit is Brahma.
那么呢在这个在梵文当中会做出有的时候会犯错。
And you put this little prefix the Brahma before it, it means big mistake.
啊，那么在 Brahma 就是梵文词当中 Brahma 这个词是错误的意思。如果在前面加上一个前缀 V 就是 V Brahma 就是大错的意思。
So the term is the Brahma Vilas.
那么 V Brahma Vilas.
Vilas means pastimes.
Vilas 的意思是逍遥时光。
We're used to hearing Lila as the word for pastimes.
那么我们听说了 Lila 这个词就是是逍遥时光的意思。
Just like this Mataji's name is Shama Lila, right?
就像有一个奉献者名字叫 Shama Lila.
So Lila means pastime.
Lila 的意思是逍遥时光。
Vilas also means pastime.
Vilas 也是逍遥时光的意思。
But it has a special connotation.
但是呢有两种评
special meaning.
啊，但是他们俩就是虽然是同一个意思，同一个意思，但是也有不同的含义。
It means confidential pastime or joyous pastime.
Vilas.
Vilas.
啊 ，Vilas 指的是非常机密的逍遥时光，非常欢乐的逍遥时光。
So, in the spiritual world,
在灵性世界。
This feature of the Brahma Vilas exists.
那么在那里呢就展示出了 We Brahma Vilas 这样的特征。
Here's an example.
举一个例子。
In the spiritual world.
在灵性世界。
Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj think that Krishna is their son.
那么 Yashoda 妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 他们都认为 Krishna 是他们的孩子。
But there was never any pastime of birth.
但是呢在灵性世界里没有关于出生的逍遥时光。
So how can Krishna be their son?
那 Krishna 怎么会成为他们的孩子呢?
It's the bhava or the ecstasy of their love.
那么这是他们的 bhava, 他们的狂喜之爱。
They think Krishna is their son.
因为他们处在对 Krishna 的狂喜之爱中所以他们认为 Krishna 是他们的儿子。
This is an example.
这就是这个例子。
Joyous pastimes,
他欢乐的逍遥时光
by the medium of seeming error,
那么通过 那么欢乐的逍遥时光看似有所不同
arranged by Yogamaya,
这全都是 Yogamaya 的精心设计
Yogamaya permits Nanda and Yashoda to think Krishna is our son.
那么是 Yogamaya 他做出这样的精心的设计让 Yashoda 妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 认为 Krishna 是他的儿子。
He's nobody's son. He's the source of everybody.
那 Krishna 他不是任何人的儿子他是一切的源头。
Including Nanda and Yashoda.
他甚至都是 Radha, 甚至 Yashoda 和 Nanda 的源头。
But,the Brahma Vilas, they think he's our son.
但是因为他们处在 We Brahma Vilas 这样的境界当中所以他们认为 Krishna 是他的孩是他们的孩子。
This is a Vilas or pastime.
这就是逍遥时光这是 Vilas.
With seeming error.
他就是表现出来是看似好像是一个小错误。
This is another way Bhakti Siddhanta describes the same thing.
那么这是 Bhakti Siddhanta 说的同样的一个对同一个话题做出的阐释。
So this exists in the spiritual world.
那么这就展示在灵性世界里。
And it exists in this world too.
而且也展示在这个世界上。
Let's give another example.
我给大家举另外一个例子。
In the spiritual world, there's no demons.
在灵性世界没有恶魔。
But because of Vibrama, Vilas, there's this feeling that there's demons.
但是由于 Vibrama, Vilas, 那里的居民他们感觉有恶魔的这种感觉。
In Gopal Champu by Jiva Goswami,
那么呢在 Jiva Goswami 写的 Gopal Champu 的书当中
He describes as follows.
他是如此描述的。
Sometimes in Goloka Vrindavan,
有的时候在 Goloka Vrindavan,
some unknown person no one has seen before.
那么呢有一个不速之客就是以前从未见过的一个人。
He comes running through Vrindavan.
他径直跑到了 Vrindavan.
And he's calling out very loudly.
然后大声地在那里叫喊着。
Look out, Aristasura is coming.
哦看啊Vitasura 来了。
And everyone panics and runs in all directions.
然后所有的人就跑到四面八方。
And they call out Krishna's name, Krishna, Krishna.
然后他们大声呼唤着 Krishna 的名字 ,Krishna, Krishna.
And the person disappears.
然后这个人就消失了。
And Rishtasura never comes.
然后 Rishtasura 从来就没来。
Because there's no Rishtasura.
因为那里没有 Rishtasura。
But there's this Vibrama Vilas or joyous pastimes where they think there's demons in Vrindavan.
但是因为这是 Vibrama Vilas 非常欢乐的消时光在这样的境界当中他们认为有恶魔。
It's a bhava or a transcendental emotion.
这是一种 bhava, 一种超然的情感。
It's arranged by the internal potency.
所有的这些都是由内在能量安排的。
The yoga maya potency
是由 yoga maya 能量安排的
so that the residents of Vrindavan can take even more intense shelter of Krishna
就这样呢 Vrindavan 所有的居民就能够更为强烈的去托庇于 Krishna
very nice
非常的美妙
and in Gokula there's demons
在 Gokula 有恶魔
so as above so below
所以就是 as
above, as in Goloka.
那么在 Goloka 上之上。
So also in Gokula.
那么也有 Gokula.
一样
他们是一样。
So Bhaktisiddhanta is stating there's no difference between the pastimes of the two places.
所以呢 Bhaktisiddhanta 在这里说到了在这两个地方上演的逍遥时光是没有分别的。
Because of the mentality or the covered consciousness of people of this world.
因为他们的在这个物质世界里的人们的心态完全覆盖了他们的这种原本的知觉状态。
Krishna has a pastime of birth.
那么 Krishna 他上演了他出生的逍遥时光。
Because of the mentality of people of this world.
因为在这个物质世界里的世俗之人的心态。
By the Yogamaya potency, Krishna arranges for demons.
所以呢在 Yogamaya, Krishna 的内在能量的安排下就安排了恶魔的出现。
And he destroys the demons.
而且 Krishna, 他消灭了这些恶魔。
And now let's go to the more difficult one.
那我们现在进入下一个比较难以理解的一个体质。
The gopis in Goloka,
在 Goloka 的牧牛姑娘们
their expansions directly of Srimati Radharani,
他们是直接由 Srimati Radharani 扩展而来。
And Radharani is Krishna himself as his own pleasure potency.
那么呢 Radharani 呢是 Krishna 本人的喜乐能量。
They're inseparable.
所以呢他们二者是不可分割的。
Energetic and energy. Energetic and energy.
那么一个就是能量一个是能量的拥有者。
Sun and sunshine, they're inseparable.
所以呢他们就像是太阳和阳光一样是不可分离的。
Similarly, Radha Krishna and his pleasure potency, they're one and the same, they're inseparable.
所以呢同样的 Krishna 和他的内在能量 Radharani, 他们同时是不可分割的。
And they have eternal constitutional love for one another.
而且他们是永恒的彼此深爱着。
This increases Krishna's pleasure.
这就是为了增加 Krishna 的喜乐。
And the expansions of Radha similarly.
同样的 ,Radha 的扩展们也是如此。
So, in Goloka, there's no marriages.
所以呢在 Goloka, 没有婚姻。
But by Vibrahma Vilas, there is the sense that there is marriage, although there's no marriage.
那么但是由于 Vibrahma Vilas 这样的逍遥时光那么在那里看上去在 Goloka 有婚姻。
Sometimes an unknown person comes moving through Vrindavan.
有的时候有一个不知名的人去到了Vrindavan.
And Krishna is enjoying with Radha and the gopis.
那那个时候呢 ,Krishna 和 Radha 正在享受着 Radha 和牧牛姑娘们的陪伴。
And the person calls out.
然后那个人就大声叫喊着。
Look out, your husbands are coming.
啊你看你的丈夫来了。
And they go, oh, our husbands are coming, but there's no husbands.
然后呢他们全都啊老公来了然后全都跑掉了。但是实际上他们的丈夫没有来没有他们的丈夫来。
他们没有丈夫。
Vibrahma Vilas.
这就是 Vibrahma Vilas.
Joyous pastimes of seeming error.
那么实际上是通过看似的一些小小的错误的这样的一个媒介And 展示的欢乐的逍遥时光。
Again, I hope you chanted good japa this morning.
我希望大家今天的 japa 唱得不错，练得不错。
This is very subtle subject matter, isn't it?
难道 这是非常精妙的这个主题，是不是？
But it's in this little skinny book.
但是却是用一本小小的薄书展示出来的内容。
Where Bhakti Siddhanta wants to teach us.
那么 Bhakti Siddhanta 想要教导我们的是
How it is that when Krishna is having pastimes with the gopis, how is it when Krishna is having pastimes with the gopis?
那么当 Krishna 和那些牧牛姑娘们上演逍遥时光的时候，他是怎么样的？
There's no worldly contamination in those pastimes.
那么在这展示的这些逍遥时光，没有任何物质的污染。
Krishna is enjoying with Krishna's potency.
Krishna, 他在享受的 Krishna 和他的这个能量在一起，他享受着他的能量。
Now we'll come to this world.
我们来到了这个物质世界。
Here's a married man.
那么这有一个结了婚的人。
And there's another married man and his wife.
然后呢，另外就是有一个结了婚的人和他的妻子在一起。
And this married man starts having an attraction for another man's wife.
然后呢，刚才说的那个第一个男的，对第二个，就是第二个男的，他的这个妻子呢，就是比较受到他的吸引。
That's immoral.
这是不道德的。
It's sinful.
这是罪恶的。
All over the world, it's not to be done.
那么呢，在全世界都不应该这么做。
This little book is teaching us that when Krishna does such pastimes,
那么这本小书呢，教导我们说，当 Krishna 做这样的事情的时候
，It's not another man's wife.
他不是说是他对另外的一个人的妻子。
Because there are no husbands, factually, it appears that by Yoga Maya potency, but factually, there's no husbands.
那么呢，实际上是通过 Yoga Maya 的安排没有这个丈夫这么回事，但是由于 Yoga Maya 的安排显得似乎有丈夫。
Factually it's Krishna and Krishna's own potency.
那么实际上是只有 Krishna 和他的能量。
And expansions of Krishna's own potency in the form of the gopis.
那么呢 ,Krishna 的能量的扩展显现是以 gopi 们的这种形象显现的。
So, yeah, we'll look at this one right here.
我们现在来看这个。
You recognize this painting? It's on the cover of Krishna book.
那么呢，大家都能够看得出来，这是在快乐的源泉的封面当中的一个图。
In Krishna book, Prabhupada challenges.
那么在这本书里面，释迦帕帕德发出了这样的挑战。圣帕帕德向伦理学者发出挑战，究竟谁在搞非法恋情？
So sometimes, like Mahatma Gandhi and others,
有的时候圣雄甘地或者是其他的人，
when they read about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis,
当他们一阅读到 Krishna 和牧牛姑娘们上演的逍遥时光的时候，
they see it as immoral.
他们认为这是不道德的。
And they don't like that Krishna.
或者是他们不喜欢这样的 Krishna.
So Prabhupada challenges.
所以释迦帕帕发出了挑战。
Who is the immoral person?
谁到底是不道德的人？
Is option A and option B.
那么选择是要么是 A 或者是 B.
Option A, Krishna is enjoying with his own internal potency and expansions of his internal potency.
那么呢，选 A 的选择是 Krishna.在享受着他的内在能量 ，Krishna 在享受着他的内在能量的扩展。
And here is option B.
那么选择 B 的。
Krishna has his direct expansions.
Krishna 有他的直接的扩展。
They're his energy.
这是他的能量。
And someone develops a conjugal relationship with Krishna's energy.
那有些呢和 Krishna 的能量发展出了爱恋情侣之情。
Who is the adulterer?
那么谁到底是这个法搞非法恋情的？
It's B.
那就是 B.
The immoralist is here,
not there. 那么那些不道德的人实际上是存在于这个物质世界，而不是存在于灵性世界。
Now, let's come back to our own limited consciousness for a moment.
然后我们现在来看一看我们的这个有限的知觉。
We're struggling to understand we're not this body or spirit soul.
我们在挣扎的认识到我们不是这个物质躯体，是灵魂。
And to live our lives in Krishna consciousness in that spiritual conception of ourselves and others who we serve with.
那么呢，那么我们在一生当中，我们要以这样的知觉去生活。我们是灵魂，他们别人也是灵魂。
This subject matter is discussing something way beyond our stage of realization.
那么我们现在所学习的这个主题呢，是远远超越了我们的现在的这种认识。
But it's a very clear and scripturally supported description of the loving relation between Radha and Krishna. That's what this verse is.
那么呢，这个诗节呢，实际上就是由 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的这种爱的交流作为基石。
So we should not think of the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna to be like that of some worldly boy and a worldly girl.
所以呢，我们不应该认为 Radha 和 Krishna 之间的爱的交流就像是在世俗社会里的男女之间的恋情一样。
They are eternally associated with one another as energetic and energy.
那么 Krishna 和 Radharani 是永恒的，是一个是能量的拥有者，一个是能量，他们永恒的在一起。
And his Ladini Shakti expands herself and various gopis.
而且是他本人 Ladini Shakti 喜乐能量扩展成为了各种各样的 gopi 们。
Just as we have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
就像是我们每个人和 Krishna 有永恒的关系。
So do they.
所以
they also have an eternal love relationship with Krishna.
同样的，这些牧牛姑娘们，她们同样的，每个人都跟 Krishna 有着永恒的关系。
And the pastimes of Krishna are simply exchanges of love with that eternally loving quality within them.
实际上，这些逍遥时光就是展示的这些牧牛姑娘们和 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系的交流。
If any one of us did something like this, it's immoral.
那么如果我们大家其中的有人去模仿这么做的话，那么他就是一个不道德的人。
But of course we couldn't do anything like this anyway. We would not be able to do what Krishna is doing.
但是实际上是我们是做不到 Krishna 所在这里做的这一切。
However many gopis there were that many expansions of Krishna in dancing with the gopis.
那么无论有，那么这个图上是展示的有多少牧牛姑娘们 ，Krishna 就把自己扩展成多少个数目。
We can't do that.
我们做不到这一点。
There's lots of things we can't do.
这是我们做不到的。
Like our earlier discussion of being inside of everything and simultaneously outside of everything.
就像是前面的部分说到的，就是有那么同时在一切之中，又同时呢不在一切之中。
You remember from those previous discussions.
大家还记得这一部分的讨论吧
？Krishna is conducting similarly, expanding himself to enjoy and reciprocate with each one of the gopis.
那么 Krishna 呢？他扩展自己，让使自己的每一个扩展和每一个牛姑娘们在一起。
Who are his own potency?
那么这些牧牛姑娘们实际上都是 Krishna 的能量。
And this is a very exalted and transcendentally pure pastime of Krishna.
这就是关于 Krishna 非常高深而超然的逍遥时光。
Similar to Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill.
同样的 ，Krishna 举起戈瓦丹山的逍遥时光也是如此。
There's simultaneously all the rasas being manifested at once by this pastime.
那么在这一个同一个逍遥时光当中。跟 Krishna 所有的 rasa 关系全都展示出来了。
There's Nanda and Yashoda in parental affection.
那么呢，这里有 Yashoda， 有 Nanda， 他们对 Krishna 怀着父母之情。
There's cowherd boys in friendly affection.
那么呢，那么那些牧牛童们在场也有牧牛童们，他们跟 Krishna 是朋友关系，友谊。
The cows are in this neutral position of love for Krishna.
其中还有乳牛，这些乳牛跟 Krishna 是中性的关系。
And this is our dearly beloved Krishna, and therefore Govindam Adi Purusham.
这就是 Krishna 的充满爱的逍遥时光。
Tamaham Vajami. And we've run out of time.
我们现在
时间用完了，
快用完了。
There's supposed to be Abhishek.
Already finished.
Oh, finished. Oh,
really?
So now it's what breakfast?
Yes, 9:30.
There's a question.
Yes.
Okay.
亲爱的 Maharaj， 您讲到五种 rasa， 像一粒种子从发芽到开花，到长成一棵大树，是逐渐发展而成的。我们个体灵魂与 Krishna 的 rasa 又是特定不变的，听起来有些矛盾。Dear Maharaj, in lecture you mentioned that there are five rasas, and these rasas like a seed sprout out and grow into a big tree, and then have some flower.And in this way, gradually developed. But our relationship in each individual soul, their relationship with Krishna or rasa is fixed, unchangeable. So those statements sound conflict.
Go on.
可以理解为我们内心的份爱从被唤醒到达我们固定的关系之后就不再发展了吗？ And the second part is that, can I understand this in this way? And when our dormant devotion awakened and developed into such a fixed relationship with Krishna, on that stage,Our devotion will not develop thirdly?
Question from 谁提的问题？
Sati Devi. Sati Devi.
Do you understand the question?
Yes.
I don't understand the question. I don't see a contradiction. Do you see a contradiction?
Well, it sounds like it, if it's describing from a seed, it's growing into a tree.
A mature stage.
And, huh?
To a mature stage.
Yeah, but there, we have some fixed rasa.
Yeah.
But, and that rasa doesn't change. So
why is that a contradiction?
The question. 主要是后面这个他的疑问在后面。
The question is that when our devotion awakened and attain such a fixed relationship with Krishna, at that stage, our devotion will not developed furtherly, or never
further.
Yeah.
就是我们跟 Krishna 的那个固定的关系恢复了以后，就没必要再往前发展了。我跟 Krishna 是仆人关系，以后发展到仆人关系以后，我就没必要再发展成仆人了，是不是？那就没必要再发展那关系。
For example, now,
why don't you clarify? Because you seem to understand. I don't see the question. I don't see a dilemma. Do you see a dilemma, Rajendra? Or what's she asking?
Well, because she's describing the seed growing into the tree.
Okay.
So, it may appear like that, you know, that one rasa is not the fully developed rasa. So, you know, if somebody's in dasya rasa, you know, that's not fully perfected, but it should grow more.
No. One of Krishna's dear cowherd friends is Sri Dham.
那么 Krishna 有一个牧牛童朋友叫 Sri Dham.
Sri Dham is the elder brother of Radharani.
Sri Dham 他是 Radharani 的哥哥。
And he is Krishna's dear friend.
他是 Krishna 的亲密的朋友。
In fact, sometimes, many times, they have wrestling matches and Sri Dham defeats Krishna.
而且有的时候呢，他们进行这个摔跤的时候，很多次 Sri Dham 他击败了 Krishna。
And Sri Dham says, "What kind of big man are you?"
然后 Sri Dham 那个时候就说，你是个什么了不起的人
？People always say you're so powerful, but you're always losing in this wrestling match.
人们都说你很有力量，但是呢，咱一摔跤你就输了，你是个什么大的了不得的人物
？No, that's part of.Krishna's having happiness and loving relations.
那么实际上这个消息光展示的是 Krishna 他喜欢这样的爱的交流。
With those who have intense and pure love for him.
他喜欢和那些心里怀着对他强烈的纯粹之爱的奉献者进行这样的爱的交流。
He enjoys being defeated by them.
他被打败了，他很高兴。
He arranges for them to defeat him.
Krishna, 他安排他的奉献者打败他。
And it's part of Krishna's unlimited happiness.
这是 Krishna 的无穷无尽的喜乐的其中的一部分。
There's nothing limited in Sri Dham.
那么当 Sri Dham 在 Sri Dham 这方面来是没有什么局限。
It's part of Krishna's unlimitedness.
它是 Krishna 的无穷无尽的喜乐的一部分。
Krishna has a flute.
Krishna 有笛子。
And his flute is always tasting the nectar of Krishna's lips.
然后 Krishna 的笛子呢，总是品尝到了 Krishna 嘴唇上的甘露。
And the gopis are jealous.
而 gopi 们很羡慕嫉妒。
So maybe the gopis haven't gone far enough, and they should become Krishna's flute if they've gone far enough.
那么，这些 gopi 们呢，他们可能都想成为 Krishna 的笛子。
That's a material conception altogether.
那么 ，material conception.
That is a material conception. Thinking that way.
物质的看法。
哦，如果是这样想的话，这是一种物质的概念，物质的想法。
In Goloka, everything is there.
那么在 Goloka 那里有一切。
And everything is complete.
而且那里的一切都是完整的。
It's like Krishna's the little fingers of his left hand that lifts Govardhan Hill.
就像是 Krishna 用他的左手的小拇指举起了整座 Govardhan 山。
It's complete.
是完整的。
There's nothing wrong with it or limited in it.
那么这个呢是没有什么局限的，没有什么有限的地方。
Similarly, all the rasas, they're unlimited.
同样的，所有的这些 rasa, 这些爱的交流都是完整的。
They're just variety.
只不过是展现出来的是多样性，一种多种多样。
When each of the five rasas, there's unlimited variety of them.
那么在每这五种 rasa 当中，都拥有着无穷无尽的，展示出了无穷无尽的多样性。
And they're all complete.
而且每一种都是完整的。
Sridham isn't thinking, gee, I wish I was a gopi. Sridham is not thinking,
我想成为
啊。Sridham 并没有想啊，我想成为 gopi.
Not like that.
并不是这样子的。
Everything is complete.
在那里的一切都是完整的。
There's no sense of incompleteness in Goloka.
那么呢，在 Goloka 没有不完整这样的概念。
Why?
为什么？
Because every entity in Goloka has one interest, the happiness of Krishna.
因为在 Goloka 的每一个生物体，他们都对 Krishna 的喜乐感兴趣，他们都专注于 Krishna 的喜乐。
So I'm looking at the clock, and it says it's 9:30.
现在我看了看钟，九点半了。
So we've had a nice time together this morning, and it's time to end now.
所以呢，我们今天早上一起愉快地度过了这段时光。到现在为止。
And there's a lot of things that have to happen, and Sandini looks in anxiety.